This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. It's now been 4 days of rain for much of New England, especially along the Atlantic coast. In some towns, streets have been more like rivers. In Melrose, Massachusetts, a suburb about 7 miles northeast of Boston, homes have been flooded, families have been evacuated and put into shelters. The mayor of Melrose, Robert Dolan, joins us now. Mayor, I understand you have even had to evacuate your own family. Is that true?
Yes, I have my wife and I have an 8-month-old, and we have water and then no heat, electricity. So we moved to my in-laws, which is about 4 miles away. It took us 2 hours or an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to that site.
Lots of traffic.
Lots of traffic. You know, roads diverted every 15 feet. This area has a lot of creeks, brooks, rivers close to the ocean. The high tide comes up and just explodes the whole area.
Have other families had trouble finding a place to go, or where have you been putting them?
We've made sure that every family in our community, it's a very close, tight-knit community, that they're taken care of. We've not used a traditional school gym approach. We've put people in hotels. We're close to 7 miles, as you said, north of Boston. There are plenty of hotels. We've put them in these hotels with food and warmth and privacy to hopefully, you know, relieve the stress of having lost a great deal of their home.
How much water came into homes?
You know, on an average, most people, I mean, I would say 65% of the people in the city have at least a foot, and then maybe, you know, the remaining, maybe 10% through the first floor, and then others have had, you know, depending on the style of their home. Many of our homes are old New England colonial homes, Victorian homes, with old masonry have taken on quite a bit of water.
Did you have anybody that didn't want to go? Did you deal with the issue of pets? This was a big problem in Katrina in New Orleans.
Very difficult, particularly with the senior population. We evacuated a 200-unit senior complex, and I would say none of them wanted to go. And we have trained people with Massachusetts Emergency Management that can talk to these people, and we were without any incident of true distress, but it was quite a bit of time getting people out, and I understood what they went through in the South. Elderly people don't want to leave their homes, particularly with pets.
Right, and so you were able to take the pets?
We were, and the hotels have been great. I mean, Marriott and Days Inn and Hampton Inn gave us wonderful rates and welcomed the people with open arms with coffee and food.
Have you had to call the governor or our Senator Kennedy's office, for example, or anybody else for help?
Governor Romney was in Melrose last night, as well as I received a call from our Representative Markey in the Senator's office. They were here. They provided response teams. The response from the MEMA organization, which is the state of FEMA, was tremendous. We evacuated 300 people from a building that need to be taken out by boats, and they evacuated those 300 people, mainly elderly, with the help of our T system, our MBTA transportation system, in less than 3 hours, which was tremendous. And I can't say enough about the governor's response as well as the federal response in this area.
Mayor James Dolan of Melrose, Massachusetts. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.